Mr. Rashad. Holy shit, dude.
Rashad Radio.
Rashad, you sound amazing, as per usual. I'm going to have to subscribe, aren't I?
Perfect.
Absolutely. Just fantastic, Rashad. Fantastic. I wish I had clapping sound effects, and I would clap for you right now.
I see you still at it. I see you still keeping up the good work.
Rashad Radio.
Bang, let's start the fucking show, eh?
Good morning, stereo. Be back. Boom. Wow. Into my title. If you don't know, stick around for a second while I do that. It's that weekend recap. So, see what it is, what it do. Hope y'all doing well out there. Ah. The show will begin shortly. The show will begin shortly. I'm just writing the title. Weekend recap. Blah. Boom. I want to say that's how you put his name. Boom. Boom. Okay. So to the two people that are in here, I said, oh, we got three people, Brianka, Horny, and Check Yourself. Don't leave no messages. I'm about to swipe real quick just so I can keep this title. All right, there we go. Now we can leave messages. Good morning, stereo. Live from Maryland. It's 10. It's 7:04, October 11th, 2021. Libra season. I still have my outfit on from this weekend. Damn, forgive me. That helps me actually get into this weekend recap. But I hope y'all had a good weekend too, though. So, like we do about this time on the Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland show, I should be pushing, but I'm sitting in the park right now untangling these dang headphones that I insist on everybody to use. And I still swear by them. I mean, just pay attention to how I'm sounding now. I know I sound probably okay, probably doable. You know, I currently have my phone on my leg, which is no bueno, y'all, because when I start driving, that shit going to be sliding around, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be an issue, so I'm about to put it in the holster, right? Now, we're putting the holster. Tell me how I sound now. All right, hold up. So, with the phone in the holster, right now, in my car, no headphones, no microphone, this is how my voice sounds without me trying to talk too loud. Somebody let me know. Give me a laughter if it's no good. Give me fire if it's still acceptable in your opinion. Because really, people could do it this way. I prefer not to. Something about being wired in makes me feel like I can hear y'all. Oh shit, they're giving me fire. What? They say it's straight. Well, that's because I got an iPhone. Damn, who did that? Let me see who did that shit. It's probably Brianka. Yeah, I knew it was Brianka. Shout out Bianca. Young. I know, you know what, Bianca? Let's just get it out the way. You beat me.
You beat me. I'm probably not going to win. Nope. It's not looking good at all. Looks like the music part of Good Morning Stereo is not working again on stereo side. Let me see if we try another section. All right, this one's working. Well, I can't do it, y'all. I don't know what to say. This fantasy football shit is just not going my way. You know, I mean, that's part of the weekend recap as well. I put Dave Chappelle in the hashtags because that was part of my weekend recap. I don't know if everybody got a chance to see that, or if I was the only one that was late to the party. I don't know how long that joint been out, but it was great. I want to know if anybody's seen it, if they had anything they want to say about it. Why not? Good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. We got Bianca Sade coming through.
Rising, everybody. Rashad, you still got one more player. But why you got that wide receiver on the bench that make all them play, all them points? Why you ain't put him in this week?
Man, you talking about Claypool from the Steelers? That's the whole thing, man. I messed up. That's the whole thing about this fantasy football. I ain't not get them points on purpose. I thought the lineup I had was going to get me the points I needed to win. Now that I see him, sure, I'd love to have put him in and used him. I can't. It's too late. I bummed it. My Washington football team, they bummed it. They lost. A loss is a loss. I mean, they played the Saints. Shout out to Louisiana. I think that's where Bianca Sade is calling from. That's where my girl Prototype A is from. Shout out to everybody that's in the Stereo Fantasy Football League. Saints came through to the DMV. Gave us a good game. We couldn't win. We took a L. I'm looking like I'm about to take an L in both my leagues. I don't know. I just remember going to bed like, damn, Giants lost, Washington lost, fantasy teams lost. It's about to be Monday.
Yo, Rashad, I'm calling from Houston. I live in Houston, buddy.
Why do I want to say you're in Louisiana all the time? You in Houston, Texas. Houston Plexus. Shout out to everybody worldwide. You know what it is. Good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. Wake up with me. This is the Morning Monologue Show where we start the week off, start the morning off. Start everything off right. Now listen, I did that thing, that clickbait on Friday, put abortion, and then I had to change the topic because people were like, bro, we don't want to do that. And I get that. But I did kind of like the reaction and the reception and the room filling up with people too, of course, right? Then we ended up being nice. Did anybody, I'm trying to pull that into the, like the transphobia shit that Dave Chappelle was trying to hit on. It's kind of heavy, but if you get it, you get it. Now, from what I understood before I saw the actual stand-up, there's a show, y'all, that you've, if you've ever heard of it, it's called Dear White People. And it's supposed to be giving you, like, insight on, like, the mind of a young black female who's like in college. I want to say it's essentially that's whose thoughts we hear, if I'm not mistaken, right? And she's interacting with her, you know, black classmates and her white classmates as well. That's kind of funny. I saw it. I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was all the way a hit with a name like Dear White People. It was definitely like, damn, we really just doing this shit. We really just going here, huh? We just going like that, huh? So you got to check it out, right? Checked it out, and I was like, eh. Didn't really live up to its name. It did kind of, you know, fit the idea that it's trying to do, sure. But I did always kind of feel like it was, like, more so for my daughter. More so for, like, my daughter and her mother to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I enjoyed it a little bit, but I was like, all right, it's a little bubblegum. Well, with all that being said, the woman who writes that happens to be a transgender. A transgendered white woman who is now telling Netflix, if you don't stop fucking with Dave Chappelle, I ain't writing this Dear White People shit no more. Ain't that about a bitch? Just think about this. So we have a white transgendered woman writing a pilot that's supposed to be from the angle of a black woman, right? And in the plight that black people might, you know what I'm saying? The obstacles, the perspective that people might overlook. And then bam, she might as well just write herself into the story. She just carrying herself out. Now, I get it. If something is terrible and egregious and flagrant, I would understand. That's why, of course, now by seeing that, I'm like, I gotta go check this Dave Chappelle shit out. And he came in heavy, hot, early, talking trans, talking women, bitches, everything. Dave Chappelle, and if y'all didn't know, man, Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. Dave Chappelle is from where I'm from. And Maryland is a big state, like a lot of big states. It's not the biggest state. But what I'm trying to say is he's from where I'm from in the state. So shout out to Dave Chappelle being from the DMV. But, yeah, man, if y'all not seen it, he tried to say, like, it's his last one or something like that. He was definitely trying to, like, make it seem as if he ain't going to do it for Netflix no more or something like that. But he's just a genius. He's just going to make us talk about it, spark the conversation up, you know what I mean? Then dip off the map while getting all this bread, pop the fuck back up. Remember that? He left. He was getting money. And he's like, you know, I'll be all right. I'll be right back. Chilled out. Came back when Trump and the whole thread of society was all in shambles. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Because here's the thing, man. Like, I could put something on the title that's even more juicier, like cancel culture, reporting, some fuck shit like that. But I'm not, you know, I'm going to just tell you how, like, if you need to see how you're not cool in that department or how you are cool in that department, go check out this Dave Chappelle shit. Because the real message wasn't about beating or punching down on any sections of society. It was so, like, that we can still be able to laugh together and, like, have art and not be censored. And even deeper than that, where, like, people might disagree with me, that he was trying to let y'all know that, like, a new form of white supremacy is this, like, cancel culture abuse. When it's used correctly, sure, fine. But the ability of it is now in the hands of the wrongdoers, y'all. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been trying to tell y'all this. Dave Chappelle, man, I wish Dave Chappelle, like, for real, you know how people got bucket lists? One of my bucket lists for show, no matter how old he is and no matter how old I am, is to meet up with Dave Chappelle and tell him how much of an inspiration and a funny motherfucker. He already knows he's funny. So I'm not going to sit there and just, like, you know what I mean, gas him up for no damn reason. But okay, we got messages coming through the dough. You know what it is, man. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. Hope y'all doing good. It's a weekend recap. I'm just letting y'all know how I watched that Dave Chappelle shit. I ain't trying to get preachy on you. Let's go, ladies first. We got my girl Horny for Serotonin.
Good morning, Rashad. I am, you know what it is. It's Horny for Serotonin, live from Kentucky, live from Louisville. I am struggling on my way to work this morning. I still got another, like, 30 minutes left in my commute, and I cannot keep my eyeballs open. I'm so tired. And I went to bed last night at, like, this is sad. I went to bed last night at, like, 8:30. I was so fucking tired. I passed out so early, and I'm still so tired.
You know, you got too much sleep. That's what that is. when you overslept, man. For real talk. I remember when I was going hard in my glory days, I needed 3-4 hours tops. You know what I'm saying? Wake up, drink. Get up, drink. Smoke up, drink. It's like, nah. But nowadays, I definitely need my sleep. I need at least 6. I went to bed close to 1 in the morning. Got up at 6. So what is that, 5 hours, right? I'm Gucci, though. Got this dang Lion's Mane coffee. Kind of mixed. All right, I made it. So, you know how that goes. She got another one in the clip, though. Shout out to her. Horny for serotonin down there.
Yo, I watched that Dave Chappelle special yesterday, and it was so fucking good, and I cried. I was, like, really surprised that I cried, but, I mean, of course, like, it was the reason why I cried, like, if you've seen the special, you know why, but I don't want to spoil nothing for nobody, but it was really good, and I really enjoyed it, and that whole issue about the trans writer for Dear White People, that just makes me fucking sad, because, like, they're just not getting it.
Right, she doesn't get it. And they're abusing it. Like, there's a dude right now, I don't even want to give fire to his name, so I don't even know who his name is. But there's somebody right now that's trying to run my name through the mud on, like, social media, and it's crazy. It's like, come on, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to do it. And, like, we got to realize that, yes, there is a cause, there is a fight, there is something going on, but, like, let's not turn everybody into this, you know, I don't know. Not everybody needs to be reported, y'all. Sometimes we either need to learn how to, like, just change the channel. You know what I'm saying? Or try to find the humor. But, yeah, man, Chappelle's shit was great, y'all. Y'all need to see it. Like, first of all, for the 11 people that are in here, make some noise for yourself. Let's see who's in the room with us, man. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. Oh, there's 13 people. No, 11. We got Bianca Sade, Horny for Serotonin, Mr. Butler. What's good, homie? Check yourself. Been with me since the show started. Selly Cell, Scorpio Gang, yo, you Cowboys. I know, man. We get to them Cowboys in a little bit. Ah, damn Cowboys. Lido. All right, Ryan. I'm not familiar with Lido and Ryan. And is that Faz Black? Shout out to you. Y'all can follow. If you don't know, by now this is the morning monologue I do every morning before I start my work day. So yeah, get familiar with us. Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. Got a couple messages up in here in the clip.
Morning, Rashad Radio. Man, that shit was funny as hell.
Right?
I died laughing. I was crying in that bitch. Fuck that. You can't cancel the GOAT. Y'all be so mad because comedians can't be comedians anymore. Fuck that. That man's been straight up from day one. Nah, fuck that. He ain't canceling Dave Chappelle. Nigga, they feelings and shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's brilliant with that shit. That shit was like the one when he got Mike Pence. Remember that Mike Pence part? I was like, dog, that was a slam dunk. Like,
hey, Grand Rising from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. What it do, Rashad Radio? Shout out to Maryland. Yep. How you doing, man? How was the weekend? Shout out to the weekend recap. A lot of moving parts in these stereo streets. But shout out to those in these real streets. A lot of moving parts. Shout out to those with different lived circumstances. Shout out to those in different time zones. But I'm here for the conversation. What it do? Shout out to those who know.
Yeah, shout out to those who know. Shout out to everybody on the stereo streets. If you're new, that's Roy Truth. Follow everybody that leaves a message. That's something I always encourage people. If you're just getting this app today, last night, you're kind of like, I don't know how I feel about it. Just follow everybody. Notice how people kind of like have a rapport with each other, try to get in where you fit in, read the room, all that good shit, leave a message, say good morning, stereo, live from wherever you are. Tell me what you did this weekend, even if all you did was like look at yourself in the mirror and think, damn, I'm ugly. I'm just playing. Who would do that? Not me, because I got a fresh shape up. So you listen to the arrogant sound right now. You got that super extra confident sound my barber gave me when he blessed me with this stupid, unique, fresh shape fit. Like, my shit, let me stop admiring myself. Let me go to the plain message. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I spent the weekend catching up to Netflix. Shout out to the Squid Game. I caught up to that season. And okay. Dave Chappelle's comedy. Yeah, definitely a fan. The man knows how to talk his shit, I will say. But, yeah, and you know what? I knew the Karenism was going to happen. The just unnecessary complaint. The man, right. The first minute of this man special. This man said, hey, I'm not going to do this for a while. And he went into the content. Like, he set up the respectable boundary. I don't even know if people respect when people set up a respectable boundary or some kind of letting you know what's going on. When people let you know what's going to happen, do people even listen anymore, or people just still get triggered? Shout out to that.
I don't know, man. I really do get disappointed in this whole idea of saying what people do and imagining what the general popular opinions are and all that shit, man. It just gets me. It gets me tired. I don't know. It gets me disappointed. Let me not scream into this microphone. I scream into it. There's clips of me singing R.E.M. this weekend because I was having an Everybody Hurts moment, okay? Shout out to Rapid Eye Movement, R.E.M. Shout out to the 90s alternative music. Shout out to all the hip-hop heads out there. I believe we have like a Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One getting ready to face off in a versus tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure the majority of people in here do not care. But that's okay, because I think it's pretty cool. Livewire with a check mark might. Twixie Baby's in here. I see you, Twixie. She might care about that too. It's a weekend recap. Feel free to weigh in and let me know what you did, how you doing, all that good stuff. Say good morning, stereo, to the room. Do y'all think I ever get that? Do y'all ever? Is that corny as fuck for me to want people to do that? Is that cringe? This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm getting back to the beats, right? I'm getting back to myself. Got the fantasy shit going. Got the family going, right? And I'm going to keep doing this, right? I don't mind, and I actually really love doing this morning show, talking to y'all, so I want to have theme and uniform and shit, man. I'm just working on that. I want to call people my homies rather than my fans. You know, I'm figuring it all out for y'all. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. Let's get to these messages.
Rashad Radio, what's up, baby?
Yeah, what's up, homie?
2-game lead in the NFC East.
Oh. Oh.
But, man, I did not know that. That was the individual that was writing that show, Dear White People.
Yep.
Again, how can you write something from a perspective you have no clue from? Interesting. Second, people need to stop looking at what is, how things make you feel. Really objectively look at what Dave Chappelle said. He said nothing wrong. He said nothing disrespectful. People need to get over themselves.
It's comedy too, though. It's like, I agree with everything you said, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to your 2-point lead in the NFC East, Cowboys. I can't wait till y'all just throw up all over yourself. That's all I said. I can't wait till y'all implode, shit the bed, Thanksgiving dinner or something. I don't know. Goddamn Cowboys looking all good, and this is, y'all play good at your house. I want to see how y'all travel. Y'all going to New England next, right? You're gonna go up there to Foxborough and in Massachusetts and all that good shit, huh? See how y'all do traveling. I mean, y'all probably win. They ain't nobody really, but I hate when the Cowboys are good. I really do. I'm trying to hold it down, but it hurts me. It hurts me so. Twixie Baby's a Cowboy fan too. She's checking in. What's good, Twixie?
Yo, what's really good, Rashad, man? Shout out to everybody in the room, man. Listen, My weekend was dope as fuck, as usual. Right. But yeah, man, I'm going to tell you something about Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Chappelle been doing the same stand-up comedy for fucking years. And I think he knew to a certain extent that people was going to get their little panties all up in a bunch over what he said, and that's exactly why he said it. So shout out to him for having the courage to still be himself, even though he knows that the way society is right now, they can cancel him because you can't really cancel somebody who said that they was walking away. And no matter how mad you get, you know what I'm saying, he's still going to be accepted everywhere, because people who really know him, know his talent, know that that's what it's going to be, and it's never going to change. He walked away from money before. He don't care.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle and everything he be doing behind the scenes too. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, because for real, he is a hip-hop connoisseur, lover, supporter. He had a lot of DaBaby jokes in there that were, you know, supportive and funny at the same time. So yeah, man, I've always, in the pictures in the end, you see him with Nas and everybody, like Dave Chappelle is a legend.
Yeah, I'm still at that point where if I get more than 4 or 5 hours sleep, it feels like I overdid it. I oversleep. Maybe that's what, you know, phones feel like when you leave them on the charger too long. Yeah, that's me, overcharged.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep too long, man. That shit fucks me up. I'd be like, man, I might as well sleep some more.
Wait a minute. What I don't appreciate is the fact that you're going to look at my name and just going to say something about the Cowboys, but did not say, what's up, Twixie? You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate it, but I do have one question for you, though.
Hold on, Twixie. I was wondering, did I not say your name earlier too, Young? Stop it. I'll be waking up slow in here, man. Let me one more time say what's up to the room up here. We got Twixie Baby 210, you know what I'm saying, representing. I see you, Shawty. I was wondering that. I said it the second time around. I'm smiggity off some new plant, you know what I'm saying, some new strain. So forgive me, I'm waking up with y'all. Let me get her message. She's so funny, yo. That's my bad.
Wait a minute. What I don't appreciate is the fact that you're going to look at my name and just going to say something about the Cowboys, but did not say, what's up, Twixie? You know what I'm saying?
My
I don't
bad.
Appreciate it, but
damn.
I do have one question for you, though.
Yeah.
How can I start to word this? Oh yeah. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, hey. Word. I did all that for that. You see that in that. Stop screaming at y'all. Shout out Twixie, man. That's the homie. All y'all the homies, man. I really appreciate y'all coming through. It's 7:27 in the morning. I'm doing terrible in my fantasy football league. My Washington football team. Like, the defense came out a little bit better, but we still took a loss, so that's terrible in the sense of football news. It's Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. That's not terrible. That's terrific. Let's get to these messages. King Petty.
Yeah, that block and report button is not just for stereo, but for all of social media. It's just a bit entitled, ain't it? It has a bit of entitlement to it. Everybody feels entitled to that button or to that option.
Right.
But yeah, when my name was being dragged through these stereo streets, I decided to make content with it. I decided to express myself, to talk about it. Because, yo, everybody has the right to do that. Everybody has the right to express themselves, but a lot of people don't like that. It's a right that some people feel that you should not have, that, you know, you shouldn't. Could it be linked up with cancel culture? It's a part of the conversation. That's why I'm here for it. Shout out to those who know.
Bro, I mean, but this shit is deeper than me being able to do a morning show and just talk about it. I mean, Chappelle did a great job of, like, doing comedian, you know, artistic ways of getting you hip on it. But, like, I want to, like, dig into this shit one day. I think me and FNG, actually, we were supposed to do a Scorpio Science show, but we pushed it back. And when we do, I think that's where we're going to go. Because, you know, the shit with Millie J and all that shit is whack. So everybody, you know, if anybody was wondering about any stance on Rashad Radio and the Millie J issue, it's like, come on. They reaching. It's similar to me. So anyways, we've entered the building. I got 9+ messages. I want to get to them. But y'all know this is Good Morning Stereo, and I got to get on my Wi-Fi, and I'm going to lose y'all for a second. So let's see who can hit the message first when I go away. Give me a second here. I go, boom. Okay. Oh, damn. Somebody already did it, too. Who did it? Damn, here they go. It's Good Morning Stereo. Let's go. Make some noise for yourselves. Let's go.
I got you.
Polyester Pimp was first, just like her Dallas Cowboys.
Pop, drop a message. Share the show. Let's go.
Yeah, King Petty, he knows how to do this shit. That's what we do in the morning, man. We got a lot of Cowboy fans in here. I'm feeling a little. Can we get security up in here? Stereo. I think they've been drinking. They smell like last night. I'm going to play their messages, but God, here go another one.
Yo, what up, Rashad? Good morning, man.
It's good, homie.
Live from Maryland in the building. Yeah, that versus tomorrow is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's for everybody, but it's not for everybody. And you catch my drift. Yeah, it's definitely for the ones that know. You know what I mean? Some of the younger generation might be like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? So, but for us that respect and – appreciate where that era of rap was and you know, what it did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely tuned in. But I don't think the new generation will gravitate to it. But that's okay. That ain't for everybody. Okay. And that's cool, too.
Live Wire levels is so cool. I tried to be a Bama before he said it. He ain't saying nothing about the Cowboys, man. But, I mean, like, Peep Game, we got Live Wire levels, Selly, and Twixie, and they all Cowboys fans.
Man, it's all good, man. You had the hate in your heart for the star. It's all good. We really got to talk. We really got to chop it up. December 12th.
Hate.
We come to your house. And the day after Christmas, the December 26th,
yeah,
y'all come to the Big D.
Yeah. No homo. Pause. Yeah. But are we even allowed to say no homo no more? I mean, goddamn. Yeah, y'all know what I mean. Shout out to my
I'm going
to
enjoy this.
Pause.
Two-game lead over the NFC East. Going to Foxborough next week. The Patriots are not the Patriots of old anymore. You know, but still, it's any given Sunday. By the way, checking in from Los Angeles, the West Coast, more directly San Pedro, California. I'm at work.
San Pedro, California, yeah, in the building. You know, that's what I love, man. Thank you for complying with my shit. If anybody's new and don't know what I'm talking about, this is Good Morning Stereo. Hit the follow button. Get familiar with Rashad Radio. That's me, Rashad Sadiq. This is my live show. I do it Monday through Friday in the morning. And just hit the follow and hit a message and say good morning and tell me where you're from. I like to know where you're from. If you want to tell me if you're a Libra, that's cool too, or whatever your zodiac sign is, that's cool too. You want to tell me what your football team is, that's cool too. We up in here vibing. Let's go.
You know the hardest part of a joke to listen to, y'all? The hardest part of a joke to listen to is the setup. Because we're so quick to assume that we know how it's going to end that we don't even think it's funny before we finish listening to it. Me and Antoinette was talking about this shit last night. And cancel culture is a huge problem. And I really wish it would cancel itself. The heart of cancel culture is the LGBTQ community. And the heart of the LGBTQ community is the minority, is people of color. And this is the most power that we've ever had since ever. And it's really pathetic how we're using it.
I would have to agree to disagree with certain parts of what you're saying, because I feel like that's the image that it looks like, but I do feel like there's hidden hands that are in there, and that's what's being insinuated throughout this. And maybe you're saying the same thing. Shout out to Nerdy Aspect. Shout out to everybody in the room. There's a lot of messages. I'm going to play them all. Don't forget to become a subscriber so you can hit that purple shit priority. I'll push your joint to the beginning, but I'm going to push all these messages that are from, what, ain't that long ago, 10 minutes ago. Here we go.
But yeah, man, and also shout out to the trans comedians that killed herself.
Daphne.
Family.
Right.
I believe they came out in support of Dave Chappelle.
For sure.
And also shout out to Dave Chappelle to setting up a trust fund for that trans comedian's daughter. I mean, how big is that? Yeah. You know, but and let's hold on. Let me. How about what he said about the baby? The baby shot and killed someone. Oh, but that's supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to do: shoot and kill one another. But you hurt.
Man, you know what sucks? I'm at work and I just poured water on Friday. Our water pipes had an issue. Water was coming out brown, and the little jump that we're supposed to be giving to people too. Like, let me see. Man, this is a little bit more clear. Shout out to y'all. Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. Weekend recap. Not drinking this water. I'm gonna probably die if I drink that shit. What the fuck? How y'all doing out there? Make some noise for yourselves. Make sure you hit that follow button. Follow everybody in the room. Don't just follow me, man. This is Good Morning Stereo. We all get together in the morning and have conversations. We're talking about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Jacqueline Moore was one of the writers on Dear White People, but how inaccurate was it? We're talking about perspective, but was it wrong?
I mean, some of it was, I ain't gonna lie, like, it was just a little bit Bud Light.
But you heard if a particular person's or particular groups feelings, and then you get ostracized? Come on, man. Knock it off. Everybody's feelings get hurt if you look at it, if you let it. I mean, is that doing any physical harm to you? No, it's just words. People, get over yourselves. It'll be all right.
Oh boy.
And Scorpio. Yo, I was looking forward to you and FNG's Scorpio Science show. Did I miss it? Or did you guys reschedule?
Yeah, no. We reschedule it, you know, and then building anticipation. So I'm glad you're looking forward to that. Shout out to FNG. Shout out to everybody in the room, man. We had like 18 people in this motherfucker, man. I'm going to shout out to all y'all right quick. Brianka Shade, I see you. Horny for Serotonin. Mr. Butler, do you? Check yourself. Selly Cell. Polyester Pimp. Fast Black. What's good, fam? Do we know each other? Let me go. Your name? Nah, man. Give me a follow, man. I'll follow you back. Leave a message. Say what's up to us. Say good morning, Stereo. Let's know where you're from. Diamond P? Okay, Diamond P up in here. Good morning, Diamond P. I see you with your little thick mustache. Okay, shawty. TJ up in here, Nerdy Aspects, Queen of Stereo, Rainbows, Tasha, Hammer, King Petty, Lucifer, Satan. Yo, Lucifer, Satan. Yo, I don't get down with the devil, fam. Yo, what's up with you? What's up with you, bro? What are you doing in here, man? What you want? I don't need that devil shit.
Yeah, that's why I say when it comes to comedy, I only roast for my self-defense. I ain't doing it for the jokes no more. If I'm roasting you, I'm not trying to roast you because I know people get too in their feelings. But back to Dave Chappelle. Has anybody heard of this other contrasting comedian who kind of did the same thing, talked this shit, talked on different touchy subjects, but nobody canceled him for it? I mean, he kind of died before, you know, really cancel culture kind of got all the way up there. But anybody remember George Carlin? George Carlin spoke his shit, and he's a white man. He was, you know, RIP, George Carlin. But I always look at the comparisons between Chappelle and Carlin and the fact that, once again, Chappelle is just a black man talking his shit. And once again, people have problems when we vocalize ourselves to a certain degree, especially when we own our confidence. Yeah, people hate that shit. These United Snakes, I mean, States of America.
United Snakes, I smell you, fam. Yeah, Shorty Wop tried to say that there's something different about this one. I don't like it. I'm not gonna work for you guys anymore. I'm gonna protest. I feel like there's culture vultures of all things, man. You know, culture vultures of cancel culture.
Hey, look, man, how about them Cowboys, though? Yeah, man, we looking good, but, you know, I want to be put to the test a little more, you know what I mean? So far, you know, these division games is cool, but definitely want to be put to the test. I think next week will be a little bit of a test, and, yeah, man, I really do see us, you know, kind of running away with this division by week 8, like I said. So, I mean, you got in 4 weeks, we'll know if I was right or wrong, but I think by week 8, we'll have a nice little 3 to 4 game cushion, so we'll see.
I can talk on that in the second live. Where I appreciate you being cool about it. I had to take care of something right quick. But yeah, as far as like the culture vultures of cancel culture, it's such an ill concept, right? Like, I do get it. Like, I got an ill take that I could kind of give y'all right now that I'll elaborate on later. But like, I do feel like what's happened, in my opinion, is with the growth of the phone, right? I know I got mad messages, y'all, but just hear me out right quick. I feel like with the growth of the phone, right, the iPhone, not everybody had it at one point, right? It was just like certain people had it. Some people still had like flip phones. Some people were like refusing to get part of the technology, be on the wave. But slowly but surely, it does look like the overwhelming majority of people now all have this ability to have a smart touchscreen camera phone combination, yada, 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 which makes them not necessarily obligated to use it, but they're now more accessible to see things. And what I'm trying to get at is I feel like when the whole world started seeing the modern day lynchings, which were police shootings, right, and all types of crazy killings left and right on the phone, and like the reaction was so human, right, that we were like, what the hell is this? Like, people protested, people started acting crazy, people started canceling, you know what I mean? People started acting wild. I feel like what we're seeing now is like the response to it in a wicked way, you know what I'm saying? Which is like, okay, black people, I see that you have Black Lives Matter, and you're making this big deal because you're getting killed and you're poor, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like people are tired of us with our shit, so then they came up with Blue Lives Matter for the police, and I mean, trans, I don't know, All Lives Matter. This shit's just crazy. So it's from that All Lives Matter phenomenon, that which is essentially trolls Black Lives Matter. But anyways, good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. How you doing? Let me get some messages. What's playing?
Oh man, I'm about to talk to Rock City and see if I could be on his next episode of Suggestions for Stereo on Thursday night, because this block button has got to come down, and I'm about to blow up Stereo shit either this morning. I was supposed to do it last night, but I'm gonna blow that shit up with some suggestions, because this report button has got to go. It's got way too much power. The people have too much power as individuals when we're supposed to have power as a whole. And it's just sad the way we're abusing the block button right now out of hate.
Yeah, I don't know about the abuse of the block button. I feel like the block button could just be used against yourself instead of the person that you're blocking. I mean, I've always had my other ideas of how the block button could be used. The reporting is whack. Oh shoot, this doesn't have a face joint on it. Let me get another message real quick. It's good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. He's got two in the
I meant the report button, not the block button, but both. But it's mainly sad how we're using a report button just to get back at people and get them banned temporarily. It's some bullshit. This is a message for Rashad Radio after the Wi-Fi disconnects him or reconnect, whatever.
Oh, well, then you were last in those, Josh, because I think I had two ahead of you, but I appreciate that. Let's see Queen of Stereo. She got something she got to say. Good morning to her. 7:42 in the morning. Coming to y'all from Maryland.
Great morning, Stereo. Great morning, Rashad Radio. Great morning to you. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great week and a great show.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice. Great morning. Yeah, why don't we make it that? Great morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. We can recap.
Nah, we can't say no homo no more, man. Now we gotta say no LGBTQ.
Fuck that shit, man. A real man doesn't have to say no homo. Remember Jadakiss said that?
Great morning, Stereo. Great morning, Rashad Radio. Live from Greensboro, North Carolina. I am Queen of All Stereo Avatars, baby. Big right. CEO of Anywhere by Pamanika. Free order at queendottles.stereo. And again, great morning, Rashad Radio. I hope you have a great morning, a great week, and a great show.
See, and that's what we want everybody to have. I'm going to take what she gave me, and I'm going to give it back to all y'all. Yep, she just gave that to me, but I'm giving it to y'all. We're going to spread that, and y'all going to give it to y'all give it to next. Feel me? That's how it works. Positive energy easily made kinetic.
Well, shit. God damn it. Since you asked, Rashad, I'm a motherfucking Leo, y'all. 8-4, baby. I'm a true queen. I am Queen of Stereo, Queen of War, Stereo Avatars. Let's get it, Rashad Radio.
Wow, Leo building. Okay, so listen, Miss Leo, you're like the third August 4th on the app. And I know that you know that that is also our old president, Obama's birthday. So shout out to you with Obama's birthday and Dr. Pete's birthday and Amazing Gravy's birthday. Y'all remember Amazing Gravy and Dr. Pete? Next time you see him, tell him Rashad Radio gave him a shout out. This is Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland. Great Morning Stereo Live from Maryland. What y'all doing? What y'all talking about? How was y'all week?
Hey, Nerdy Aspects, you said that really well right there. Gotta say, shout out to you for that. Yeah, the heart of cancel culture seems to swirl around the LGBTQ community. And in that community, there's still some tensions. There's still some differences. There's still some biases. And we were supposed to be past all this bias. It's supposed to be deeper than the color of our skin. It's supposed to be down to the content of our character, but you know what? We're realizing that some people's character, that content is not what I want to subscribe to. But yeah, that's why I like to say shout out to those who know, because if we know, if we have that introspective knowledge of ourselves, don't worry about nobody else. I'm too occupied trying to make sure that I get towards my goals and my dreams to be concerned about anybody else's goals and dreams. Like, I'm not going to be around to check and challenge everybody, so I got to make sure I stand in space for myself. Shout out to that introspective knowledge. Shout out to those who know.
Shout out to that. And let's shout out this right quick. I got to get this off my chest, man. I don't even know how y'all found me unless y'all just be swiping on this app, because I just went into the magnifying glass Stereo and I don't even see my shit. We got like 18 people in here and the first three shows I see have 4, 1, 2, 6, 0. Oh, okay, here I go. Why does it say open talk though when I swiped it? Oh man, I'm trying to fucking outsmart the system. I didn't even recognize myself. There I go.
This is a stereo service announcement. This is a stereo service announcement. Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings.
Yeah, I mean, can we all be adults, please? Thank you. Like, for real.
I'll say this about the cancel culture, man. First, you're right, Rashad, you're 100% right. There always is a hand behind it. There's faces we don't see behind a lot of stuff. And we already know they pay people to influence and to, you know, start this, you know, little trend that we got going on now. But I will say this, man, you know what I mean? I don't put too much mind into cancel culture. Because at the end of the day, everybody got skeletons in their closet. So if you're going to be there trying to cancel somebody, go ahead and show your receipts. And see if you perfect and see if you never made a mistake or farther than that. You know what I mean? I say it all the time. Your truth is your truth. You know what I mean? You say what you, if that's how you feel, say it. You know what I'm saying? We're such a hypocritical world. We tell people, say what you say, see how you feel. And when the people do that, they get criticized for it. You know what I mean? They get judged for it. And then, you know, that creates a whole nother level of mistrust. So, you know what I mean? We can't do that. We're going to tell people to say what they say. Let them say it. Don't judge them for it. Accept them for it. Don't judge them. If you don't fuck with it, don't fuck with it.
Somebody, can we get everybody to clap on the screen for that? I don't want to play that message all over again. I hope y'all heard my man Live Wire right there. Tap on the screen. I wish I could applause for that. Stereo, on your new update, let the host have some type of different applause that like gives little, you know, sporadic different colors or something. I would clap for that comment right there, man. Shout out to Live Wire. Shout out to everybody. I'll clap for everybody in the room for real. I'll say clap for clap. Yo, follow for follow, clap for clap. You know what I'm saying? Message for message.
I mean, but nobody tried to cancel Dave Chappelle when he was making fun of black people. Let that sink in.
No, when it was like, niggas? The nigger family. No, it was like, do more comedy where you say nigger.
Yeah, George Carlin, Andrew Dice Clay, Chris Rock, D.L. Hughley. It's a lot of comedians out here that talk they shit. You know what I'm saying? But now the bad thing about it is because we are so PC that we can't even express ourselves as comedians. And this is why comedy is losing its lackluster. You know, where people is really not even appreciating the art of it. Because the art of comedy is being able to express yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Look at Richard Pryor. You know what I'm saying? Fred Sanford. A lot of dope comedians, you know what I'm saying, that probably would have not been even, you know, probably willing to participate. Man, shout out to Paul Mooney. Like, you know, would it have been different if all of these comedians were still alive and doing their thing? Like, it's crazy, man.
But that's what we got to watch out for, because I do feel like it's going more in our direction, more in a hip hop, more in a toxic black male direction. You know what I'm saying? They want to get rid of us. They've been wanting to get rid of us, man. So, man, that's all I'm saying.
I guess my question is, where do we blur the lines, man? It's okay for every culture to make fun of itself, but the moment any culture reaches into somebody else's to crack a joke, it's no longer funny because everybody's so fucking sensitive now.
Yeah. I just think everything... I mean, I hate to do this again. Like, we need to just be big people, grown-ups, and recognize where the arenas are. Dave Chappelle isn't working for Congress, working for our government. He's not on the news. He's a comedian. He's an artist. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everything that he says, therefore after, should be respected as such. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, instead of us being like reaching, because we as consumers who can sit there and maybe not even ever watch Chappelle, maybe not ever watch the NFL, maybe never ever listen to hip hop. Now, even though just because we have this iPhone, we can find out what's going wrong in that world. We think we can say something. Well, no, why don't you just stay the fuck out of that lane? That's not your lane. You know what I mean? If it's a comedy show where it's vulgar and it's not for your kids, it's not for your kids. Clearly, you're similar to your kids. It's not for you either. You can't handle it. You a little bitch. It's like, not this stuff. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, everything ain't for everybody, y'all. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. You figure, deal me? Let me see what's going on. We got some messages coming from some new people up in here I've never seen before.
I saw something yesterday. Someone said, if I can't laugh at my trauma, how am I supposed to get past it? And she was talking about everyone. So I think that's a good lesson for all humans to take. Like, if we can't laugh at our own trauma, how are we supposed to get past it? Everyone needs to stop being so selfish. You watched a comedy show to laugh. If you don't like it, change the channel. There's no reason to cancel anyone or ruin anyone's career because you got a little sensitive.
Well said, Scruff 88. Nice to meet you as well, man. I'm Rashad Radio, a.k.a. Rashad Sadiq. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. If you're still in the building, dog, give me a follow. I'll follow back. Matter of fact, everybody in here, get at the Instagram, get at the Twitter. Make sure you're in touch with me. I got a group text that's going on IG I didn't even address. Shout out to the people in the group text of Good Morning Stereo on Instagram. That's what I'm talking about. I'm out here for y'all, at least as much as I can be. So I appreciate that comment. I appreciate you coming through and sharing your motherfucking two cents. Let's see what this one is.
Hey, yo, what up? DMV in the motherfucking building.
Oh, yeah.
That's all for now.
That's right, DMV, rep hard up in this joint, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Bob the Cop, even though I don't rock with 12.
No, I think there are certain homophobic black people that have bullied LGBTQ black queer people for such a long time that it's gotten to the point where black queer people have gotten tired of being victimized, and now they're fighting back, and a lot of people can't take that.
No, it's not.
Because they're so used to having their foot on black queer people's neck. But,
no,
you know, it's a different time.
Oh, I mean, we just have to, yeah, I mean, good morning to you, Lalu. We have to just agree to disagree on that one. I feel like you're right, but it's different now. It's like, that's obvious. Yes, people, not just black queer, all queer, LGBTQ had, like, you know what I'm saying, a time when they weren't able to marry, they weren't cool and accepted. That's this whole argument of people, like, not accepting them because they're making fun and comedy. I just can't take that. It's like, you can't sit there now with this power abused in the same direction that you were saying you were being abused in. I don't know.
We know what jokes are. We know that attacks are. We know David Chappelle was not attacking the culture. He's making fun of it, just like he makes fun of everything else. He's a comedian. This is nothing new.
Right. So that brings me back to what I'm about to say about the Redskins and just words. Like, when words are weapons and words are not, like, it's a comedy show. They're not weapons. It's all jokes. You know what I'm saying? And we just have to be able to let that man live. Just like I want y'all to have a good day and be able to live and have nobody get in your way, man. Shout out to everybody in here, man. Some of y'all don't recognize, some of y'all I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to put on the homies only message feature in a second, but I'm gonna bust through the ones that are in here. Let's go, ladies first.
Man, listen, I'm just gonna say this and I'm gonna keep on saying this, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my girls, Check Yourself, and it's Marcel though, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, we spoke about this briefly, and I'm saying, like, you know, it's easy for us to ask for things, like, as far as, you know, taking away certain features because it affected somebody in the wrong way. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, getting them to come and investigate what's going on stereo. Because, let's be honest, if they was listening, a lot of us would be banned on a consistent basis because a lot of people are not following the rules and the guidelines. And once we get them too invested and too involved, like, people are really going to start feeling the heat. So I think it's unfortunate either way, you know what I'm saying? There's no common ground in between finding out what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tough situation we in. I'm hoping that we get through it. I really like the app. I don't want nobody being silent.
The amount of post-traumatic stress from just like years of seeing our bodies on the street, or us being disrespected, the conversation boiling down to the fact that we just aren't compliant. I'm talking about us as black men, black and brown people, but I'm talking about black men right now, right? Because that type of PST, they didn't even start to measure yet. There's no cancel culture for us. We can't go around and go, yo, police, man, y'all cancel them. They're going to be like, nope, we need them. What about what happens when all the validation that happens when we start to raise our voices just because people are triggered by our presence? Man, let's not start to talk. That's why I say shout out to those who know, because at the end of the day, those who know, yeah, y'all know. It's too many opinions out there. So shout out to those who know.
So, and then for everything that you just said is a fact, man, I wish I could stamp it. I wish I could just, like, give effects for dope-ass messages like that. Shout out to Roy Truth, because that was truth. And what I feel like, what I was trying to say also earlier is like when the phone became popular and everybody got to see all this stuff about what's happening to black people and the Black Lives Matter, and then we got all these other Lives Matter and everybody complaining about everything, it almost became like a plight competition. You know, like, well, who's got it worse? And man, I don't know, man. Shit fucked up out here.
Hey, shout out to Queen of Stereo, Leo Gang Gang. Hey, shout out. I mean, as you should, right? As you should. I think we all should have that quality to us. Yeah, we are. You are the you in your own universe. How about that? But yeah, I'm on the 808. Shout out to those who make it great. Leo Gang in the place. Hey.
Yo, man, look at the time already. It's 7:56 already, man. I hope y'all had a good time with me. There's 22 people in here. Give it up to yourselves, man. And if y'all don't know me, you don't know Roy Truth, you don't know the people in the messages, give them a follow. Show them some love as well. I'm going to bust through these messages right quick.
Yo, Rashad, how about this? I know you're in the medical field, and your stance on the COVID vaccines. Right. Now, for me, even though I took the Johnson & Johnson shot, it should be everyone's choice whether they want to take it or not. I don't think any of the kind of way that those that don't want to take it versus those that have taken it. But what did you think about ESPN's Sage Steele? She was on the podcast of Jay Cutler, former NFL quarterback that was trash. Jay Cutler.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And, you know, she came out and said that she got the vaccine because ESPN is employing scare tactics and, you know, she didn't want to lose her job and all this, blah, 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 blah. And Jay Cutler called her the Candace Owens.
Called her Candace Owens? It's kind of disrespectful. She's probably telling the truth. I mean, hold on, he's got two messages.
Called her the Candace Owens of ESPN. Mm-hmm. Candace Owens, by the way, is another clown.
Yeah. Thank you.
And she hit on the shift of the conversation, talking about the census and race. And, you know, she's biracial, like as former President Obama. But she says she couldn't check both black and white. You can only choose one. And she goes, you know, Obama checks black. Even though he's biracial, but how can he be black when he didn't have a relationship with his father? Man, I know I'm kind of shifting the topics, but where do they find these self-hate Negroes at?
Well,
I don't get it. But I do get it, but I don't get it. You know what I mean?
This is what it is, Scorpio. This is what it is, Good Morning Stereo Room. They do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Now, Twixie, you said them facts. Shout out to Twixie, baby. Paul Mooney, though. Yo, I will say this unequivocally, right? Nobody can cancel Paul Mooney. Yo, RIP Paul Mooney. But even if Paul Mooney was still alive, he'd look at them motherfuckers and say, bitch, fuck you. Yo, Paul Mooney was that guy.
Paul Mooney was that guy. Rest in peace, Paul Mooney. We was talking about Dave Chappelle. We were doing a weekend recap. You know how we do. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. We got Lalu in the building. She got two more messages.
My issue with Dave Chappelle is he's not a part of the black queer culture. And he wanted to highlight...
Wait, hold on. So why does he have to be a part of the black queer culture? I just want to know that. He has to be part of this?
My issue with Dave Chappelle is he's not a part of the black queer culture. And he wanted to highlight a trans woman that committed suicide, but you highlighting a white trans. She's white.
What the so fuck difference does that matter?
You don't have any black trans friends to highlight. I mean, it's kind of, but you claim to be pro-black and claim to be X, Y, and Z. I don't get it. Like, out of all the people to highlight in the transgender community, why wouldn't you highlight
she
somebody
died,
that
bro.
Actually comes from the same ancestral background as you? Because that white woman,
you.
That
I,
white
I
trans
had a
woman
feeling,
that
I had
mentioned,
a feeling I didn't play
she's
this
not
message, but I hear
getting
it.
The same type of discrimination as a black trans woman would get. She didn't get murdered. She committed suicide. So there's a difference.
All right. That's true. But, like, why do we have to be, like, why? That's what I'm trying to say. Why does it have to be a polite competition? Let's see, I want my message.
Freedom of speech works both ways. Dave Chappelle can say whatever he wants to say. He got paid to say whatever he wants to say. He continually gets paid to say whatever he wants to say. But also, we live in a technological age to where everyday Joe Schmo people, they got a phone, like you said, they got a laptop, they got some type of account or YouTube account or anything, can make a comment as well. Like, we can't just only want to hear one thing.
I don't understand, though, like, the overall message that the man was trying to make was positive, but yet you're telling me your issue is because it's a white person, it's not good enough for you. And to me, I just don't respect that, young. It's like, why do you have to sit there and poo-poo on what the man is doing as if he has specifically hated on black queer? It's like, I get it. Maybe there's a different story, a different scenario, a different issue, a different song. I'm not denying that. But still, why be that way as if just because the man black and he brought up a woman who was white, that you ain't fucking with him? It's like all this division, we're like showing it so good to the kids, y'all. That's all I gotta say. We all want to be respected, we all want ourselves to matter so much to the point that we're separating, ostracizing, and dividing ourselves, and it's not a good look. We're gonna all be by ourselves, you know what I'm saying, wishing that we could all hang out eventually. I wish the damn pandemic would have showed us that, but I think, if anything, technology and the pandemic colliding at the same time is showing us something. And we're going to continue to experience it together, man. I'm glad y'all came through and experienced the show with me. We're at the hour mark. Yo, shout out to Brianka Sade for staying in here the whole time with me. She's just enjoying it because she's like, how does this man feel so good knowing he about to lose to me? His sorry ass. So shout out to you out there in Houston. Plexus. Selly Cell out there in San Pedro, California. Yay. Twixie Baby, I think you out there in Texas too. Fast Black, I didn't get a follow or a comment from you, but it's all good, man. I see you, fam. Rainbows, Tasha, Lalu, Nerdy Aspects, TJ Small, Scruff 88, a lot of y'all are brand new. Welcome, hope you had a good time. Check yourself, Livewire Levels, Xander Villa, Bob the Cop, DMV in the building, Chop Master Truth, Lala, DMV, you feel me? Beth Gibbons, Hayden, a lot of y'all brand new, man. Give it up for yourselves, man. For real, and follow my IG, follow my Twitter. This is the end of the show, man. I'll be here tomorrow. How's the Hip Hop? Be back next week. I think this Friday, me and Tammy got our Inquiring Minds want to know. Where's Tammy? Somebody go wake her up. And don't let me come back in these fantasy football games. I will definitely pop up on these random acts of podcastings. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I see a follow. I will follow for follow. You feel me? Peace and love. Don't push or shove. Be better than you was yesterday. And yeah, have a good one. Rashad Radio. Do remember, Rashad Radio is brought to you by Rashad Sadiq. That's me. And this content everywhere, not just on the stereo streets. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. Audacity, or no, I'm sorry, Odyssey app. Breaker. There's music too. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud. Playlist as well. House of Hip Hop playlist. Some more content coming in store for y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Hit the subscribe join if you want some more time, some more consideration, some more Rashad Radio in your life, all right? And I'm out. Y'all like how I just ride this joint at the end? I'm chilling in this joint. All right, now I'm going. Peace.